Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking again here. Now, we're going to talk on the first part of this hour, keeping to the topic about seeing yourself and seeing your life as it really is. Horses. My gosh, there are so many messed up horses out there. It is just absolutely amazing. If you have got a horse that is an absolute schoolmaster, that is just doing the right thing and is an old school type horse that everybody used to have once upon a time, one of these horses. That, you know, you could just get on it, you could ride it, you could have fun, you could trail ride or go, you know, and do your show jumping or whatever it is that you were doing with this horse, and it'd be fine. These days, my gosh, you go out on, you know, in the world, in the universe of horse, and so it seems that the majority of horses out there are messed up with some problem or other. And it could be that they buck, it could be that they kick and rear, it could be that they attack their owners, it could be that they don't want to move. They, you know, it's impossible to get them to, you know, move at anything other than a slow shuffle. These are all problems that horses have. And their owners, they say, oh, we don't know how he got to be that way. He used to be a good horse, and then he just turned. Horses don't just turn. They are creatures of habit, and they are the most malleable. I was listening to, I listen to a lot of horse people, horse trainers, horse men, and horse women on the internet. From a whole variety of disciplines, from Arabians to, people who breed horses in Rajasthan, you know, rare Marawi horses in Rajasthan, to Akultekis in Turkmenistan, Western, to people who do Western riding, in the United States, Australian stock horse guys who do stock work in Australia, dressage, you know, eventing, three-day eventing, show jumping. And I hear the same thing from every high-level horseman and horsewoman across this vast array of horse disciplines all over the world. Horses are the same. There are differences. Some of the horses are more hot-blooded. Some of them are more cold-blooded, okay? But really it doesn't matter because you can get a badly behaved Clydesdale as easily as you can get a badly behaved Arabian or Mustang or whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, a badly behaved Clydesdale is probably even more dangerous than a badly behaved Mustang or Arab. because they're bigger. But the reason why they behave badly is because somebody taught them to behave badly. It's the same thing. Horses are a reflection of their owner or previous owner. The difference between horses and dogs tend to become extremely entrenched in their habits. Once a dog has developed a habit, it's extremely difficult to break that dog of that habit because they're predators, they're carnivores, and they've been trained that, you know, through epigenetics and through hundreds of generations of their ancestors in the past relying on habits to an instinct to get them through, like that dog that I had that was ripping the laundry off the washing line, it wasn't ripping the laundry off the washing line. It was attacking a massive prey animal. In its mind, that's what it was doing. It was attacking an aurochs or a woolly mammoth or something with the clothes and the way that they were fluttering in the breeze, resembling its fur. You know, that's what the dog was thinking in its mind, and a particular set of epigenetics was triggered. A habit was developed, and by the time the owners realized what was going on, it was too late. Okay? Horses are not like that. Horses are the most malleable creatures on the face of God's earth. Their mind can be trained in a day to act differently from how they were behaving the day before, which is why you get a horse that is had a deeply, deeply entrenched problem. Maybe for 10 years it's had this problem, like, let's say, for instance, kicking. Why does the horse kick? Because one day something annoyed it and it kicked. You know, maybe somebody was standing too close to it and it was just, you know, just doing something stupid with its leg. And then it kicked, and then the person went away. And then the horse went, oh, that was nice. You know? So the next time that somebody stood directly behind it, it gave a kick, and then the person goes away again. And they go, oh, no problem. The horse has got somebody standing behind it that it doesn't like. Reaction gives a kick. And that, in the horse's mind, gives the solution where the person goes away. Now, that's actually a really easy problem to solve because you just make it uncomfortable for the horse to kick. So there's a number of ways of doing that. And if you want to learn how to do that, probably the best thing to do is to go to an old school horsemanship text. A favourite of mine is the Complete Encyclopedia of the Horse by Dennis Manger, M-A-N-G-E-R. And he was a very famous American horseman in the 19th century, just in the last half of the 19th century, just after the during the Civil War. And just after the Civil War and the several decades then, he was the most eminent horseman in the United States. And people would bring their horses from all over the country to see him, to attend his clinics and to get their problems fixed. And generally they would be fixed within minutes or hours. Some of the problems might take 5 minutes to fix. Some of the problems might take 15 minutes or half an hour to fix. But it was very rare for the problem to still be a problem after 2 hours. Usually it only took a matter of hours train even a deeply entrenched horse out of its problem, I mean, it would never be a problem again, because people thought differently back then. People had a greater idea of responsibility, and people tended to do the right thing by themselves, by each other, and by their animals. And so actually problem horses were a lot rarer, because problem people were a lot rarer back in the day. They still occurred, of course they did, because it's a fallen world, you know. And you would get some unfortunate horse fall into the hands of an unfortunate fellow who would mistreat it, and it would develop a string of problems. Now, that's the owner's fault. And then the owner would blame the horse and say, oh, it's vicious, it kicks, it bucks, it carries on, blah, blah, blah. It's been trained to do that by the owner who had it before. That's how it is. And listening to all of these horsemen from all over the world, from Arabia, from America, people of the likes of Pat Corrali, Ali Al-Amiri from the United Arab Emirates. Oh, gosh, here's another one. There was a person in Rajasthan who had Marawi horses. They have a horse there which has very long parrot-shaped ears. A very beautiful horse, a very fine war horse. And they've been breeding them for maybe 500 to 800 years. They're an exceptional horse, especially for use in the desert, you know. But they all say the same thing. They say there's no horse that cannot be trained out of a bad habit. And horses are taught bad habits by bad owners. And if you've got a horse with a bad habit and you have had that horse for its whole life, or pretty well close to its whole life, or if that horse was fine when it got to you and then it developed a bad habit after it came into your care, guess whose fault that was? It was your fault. And you need to own that, because it's only when you own and take responsibility for the fact that the reason why that horse is like it is because of you. That's not to condemn you. That's to say, you can, once you own that problem, you can fix it. You can ask God for an answer. I don't know the answer for your horse, and I don't know the answer for your dog. But what I do know is that problem with that horse or that dog is not really a problem with that horse or that dog. It's really a problem with you. And once you own that, you can begin to fix it, especially with horses. Like I said, dogs, maybe you can fix it, maybe not. There are a lot of exceptional dog trainers out there who can pretty well fix any dog, like Cesar Millan. I love Cesar Millan. I think that he's great. But if you have a problem with your horse, or if you have a problem with your dog, the person that you need to fix and the person that you need to blame is not the dog or the horse, the person that you need
to
blame.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business. business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, I'm aware that there's probably a lot of people out in the class who are guilt-tripping right now because of what I said in the last segment. And there's probably a lot of you that are feeling pretty hostile, pretty defensive. You may have even tuned out. I hope you haven't. If you're still listening, then obviously you haven't. But I don't want to leave you hopeless. Okay, I want to give you solutions. And the primary solution, okay, if you're not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to get on your knees. If you don't know the living God in a personal way, if God is not your friend, you first of all need to get on your knees and get acquainted with the Almighty. Because nothing else in your life is going to really fall into place if you are in rebellion against Almighty God. Okay? That's just the plain simple truth of it. Nothing else is going to work. It might seem to work for a while, but then things are going to start going wrong again. This is what you've got to realize. Okay? Now, I'm aware that this is a short segment, so I'm just going to cut to the chase here. Once you have got to that place where you're in a relationship with the Almighty, you need to start asking Him for answers. to your problem, okay? You need to say your problems in your prayer. Just talk. You know, you might feel silly, but this is what I do. You know, you can speak in your mind the problem and you can say, okay, I need some answers here. In your mind, you can say that, and you will find that the answers just occur to you, or you'll find that you read about them in a book or watch them in a YouTube video, something will come up on your Facebook feed or whatever, however it comes about. Or it might just be a moment of inspiration. You might think, oh my gosh, I never thought of that before. But then, as well as that, you need to have something else, because you can be God's friend, but we've all got so much gunk in our soul and in our minds and in our lives and in even physical poisons in our body that affect how we feel and how we emotionally respond. You need to deal with that. You need to start drinking pure water and eating clean food and breathing fresh air if you can. That will probably involve moving out of the city. I've already done many broadcasts on that topic. I'm not going to go into it again right that topic right now. But one thing that for me personally, just in the past week, has been an absolute breakthrough. Okay, and it's led to just, yeah, transformations in my life of problems has been Dr. Norman Shearley's autogenic training. Okay, and Wim Hof's autogenic training. What I've been doing is a Wim Hof breath session. That's W-I-M gap H-O-F. If you want to find out who Wim Hof is and what his breathing technique is, then the information is out there on the internet. He recently did a broadcast with Michaela Peterson, who is the daughter of the famous psychiatrist, Dr. Jordan Peterson. And Michaela Peterson and Dr. Jordan Peterson recently did a podcast together with Wim Hof. And the results were quite extraordinary. If you begin to do autogenic training, I can guarantee you it will utterly transform your life, and you will find that you're more peaceful, you're more able to deal with problems. And I can hear the music coming again. And
Jake
so,
was in big trouble with the IRS. You owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Trump administration has begun sending out stimulus payments of up to $600 to millions of Americans. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the government would begin the process of mailing out paper checks today as lawmakers continue to argue over the $2,000 payments for Americans making less than $75,000 a year. A San Bernardino police officer was wounded Tuesday afternoon while attempting to arrest a homicide suspect in Southern California. The suspect later died after an exchange of gunfire. Police officers were trying to arrest the homicide suspect when the shooting occurred. The suspect was wanted in connection with the slaying that occurred earlier this year. The fugitive, accused of opening fire on a Pennsylvania police officer while handcuffed, was caught Tuesday following a 9-day manhunt. U.S. Marshals captured Kobe Francis in an apartment complex in Clarksburg, West Virginia, around 6 p.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Folks in California are not happy with the actions of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom during the pandemic. The efforts to recall Newsom is getting support in the form of big money. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
An effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom over his coronavirus restrictions received a large financial boost Tuesday from an Orange County firm. The campaign received a $500,000 donation from an Irvine-based consulting firm. California Congressman-elect Daryl Issa says Newsom needs to take the effort seriously. He tells Fox News that people are fed up with his restrictions, especially when he won't follow them himself.
It can happen. It can only happen if the governor continues to go in the wrong direction. You know, there's an old expression, if you want to get to the wrong place, keep going in the wrong direction. And, you know, at any time he could choose to start empowering businesses rather than ordering them shut down. Tonight I went to a restaurant that was open because most of our restaurants are open. They're observing social distancing, but they've had enough of his orders when, in fact, he doesn't even believe in them himself. And as you said, he goes to a very expensive restaurant with a lot of people and no mask and then tells businesses they have to shut down.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Newsom has been the Golden State's governor for about a year. His resume also includes California Lieutenant Governor and Mayor of San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something else. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my...
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Case in point, during the bottom of the hour news, I have a lap dog here, and he's one of my favorites. I have a number of dogs, but this is my lap dog. He's about 12 months old, and I caught him stealing cookies. Stealing cookies is not on. So he got a little bit of discipline for stealing the cookies. And probably next time he won't be so keen to steal cookies, you know. And it's knowing how to do it. If you want to learn how to properly discipline a dog, then I would recommend looking at Cesar Millan's videos, and he will teach you how to do it properly. So I'm not going to go into the details of how to discipline a dog properly here now, but that's just an example. And I literally saw him walking past with a cookie in his mouth. And he looked at me and I looked at him, and we were in the break, and I said, right. And he went, uh-oh. And that, you know, he's 12 months old. He's still a bit of a pup. And he's got to learn the rules that you don't steal cookies. This is it. And because I realized that that was an, I knew that he probably had been, because I had noticed the biscuits going missing. And I thought that it was probably him, because the other dog is a lot older and she's been through this. And she doesn't steal cookies very much anymore and that sort of thing. I don't think she does it at all, actually, because, like I said, she is quite a bit older. And she knows how things go. But this is it. You have to own your problem. And you have to be disciplined in yourself. And you have to appropriately discipline those people and those animals that are in your care. Appropriate discipline. It's very easy to find out what that is. There's loads of YouTube videos on that, okay? Just go and watch some, and you'll see how to appropriately discipline horses and dogs and children, okay? And if you do that, your life in the end will be much easier, because lack of discipline is the key underlying fundamental cause of most of the problems that you see in the world today. It's what forms basement dwellers. That is, you know, these man-childs that you see that are 25 and 30 and 35 years old, that live in mum's basement and seem to spend their whole lives playing Grand Theft Auto. They're doing that because the parents are allowing them to do that. They're never making them go outside, and they're never making them, you know, get some fresh air and sunshine. That doesn't start out with a 25 or a 35-year-old spending their entire life in their mother's basement. That didn't just happen overnight. To get to the root of that problem, you've got to go 20 or 30 years into the past when that child was 5 and was never ever told to just go out and play, you know? Go outside and get some fresh air. Go and run around for a bit. Get out of your room. You're not doing it. You know, if people did that with their children, just said, listen, just go out and play. And if it's not safe in your area, you should probably move to another area. To be perfectly honest, if you're living in an area where it's not safe for your children to play in their own backyard, you need to leave that area. That's just how it is. But they have... This is how it is with all these sorts of problems with children, with horses, with dogs. The dog is, or the child is allowed to steal the cookie from the cookie jar, and mum just turns a blind eye. You know, even when she catches the child or the dog or whatever in the act, there's no consequences. for that. There's no consequences for that misbehavior. When that dog stole the cookie out of the bag, it knew. As soon as it saw me and I made eye contact and it had the cookie in its mouth, it said to itself, uh-oh. And like I said, I got it and I appropriately disciplined it in the manner of Cesar Millan. Thank you, Cesar Millan, for your fine work in teaching the world how to appropriately discipline their dogs. And this is it. You've got to realize this. Now, horses, getting back to the topic of horses, this goes for dogs and this goes for children as well. Horses, dogs, and children, they all have dominance hierarchies. Jordan Peterson talks a lot about dominance hierarchies. Dominance hierarchies are ancient. They're also very, very unpopular in our modern world. You know, everybody likes to think that everybody's equal, but everybody's not equal. Some people are better than others. Some people are higher up on the totem pole than others. Okay? And that's just how it is. And that's the way it is with dogs. That's the way it is with horses. That's the way it is with children, and that's the way it is in families. As also, as Jordan Peterson loves to point out, that's even how it is with lobsters. I love that guy. I love what he says. If you want to get your life straightened out, you need to listen to him. You need to listen to people like that. You need to listen to Cesar Millan. You need to listen to Jordan Peterson. You need to listen to people like Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante. These people will help to get your mind straightened out. There's a lot of other people out there of a similar ilk. I would recommend that you, instead of binge-watching on the Hunger Games or whatever, that you binge on the podcast of Jeff Berwick and Jordan Peterson, Cesar Millan, and people like this. And I've got favourite horse trainers, Pat Pirelli, Carson James, you know, and various other horse trainers, like I said, Ali Al-Amiri. They're favourite people of mine because they teach people how to behave in a normal, natural and appropriate way, which does involve discipline. It does involve hierarchies, you know. But when you have that sort of balanced approach to discipline and hierarchy, not a matter of domination, you must do what I say, or else. That's not how it is, you know. That's called tyranny. But when you've got leadership, that's something different, okay? Leadership is like this. That pup that stole the cookie, he'll come and jump on my bed later, and he'll probably sleep with me all night, and I'll scratch him behind the ears, and he'll be fine, you know? And he'll lick my hand because I love him and he loves me. That's just how it is. And because we've got a balanced relationship. But I'm the alpha. And in any dog pack situation, if it was just dogs, if I was not a human and I was a dog, and I caught that pup, that young 12-month-old pup, getting stuck into my food, he would be disciplined. No question about it. There's no way that any alpha in a dog pack would put up or the young upstart stealing its food. And they understand that. That's how they are. That's how dogs are. When you're training a dog, you make it wait for its food for that very reason. You say, I'm the alpha, and you're operating on a psychological level, and you're communicating the fact, you know, without tyranny, but using the dog's natural psychology, that you're the alpha, you're the one who controls the food. It's going to sit there. It's going to wait for its turn to eat. And that's how it is in a dog pack. The dominant members of the pack eat first, and then when they're done, they give permission to the other members of the pack to have a go at that carcass that the dogs eat. And that's what dogs eat in nature. They eat carcasses. That's just how it is. So that's an example. But children are the same. You love your kids, you hug your kids, but if they do the wrong thing, you have to bring them into line using appropriate discipline methods. You have to, because if you don't, they end up being in a lot of trouble, in a world of strife. You know, they might become a basement dweller who's got a subscription to websites that you wouldn't like that start with P. Or they might become a career criminal, or they might, you know, be 25 years old and 200 pounds when they're only, you know, I think just about what any height you were, that 200 pounds is probably going to be overweight unless you're mega bulky weightlifter or something like that. That's just how it is. You've got to realize that your children and how they turn out is your responsibility. That your dogs, your children are a reflection of you, and their behavior is a reflection of how you've trained them. So if they are disrespectful to other people, it's because you trained them to be disrespectful to you. If you've got children that are, you know, being aggressive towards you, well, that's because you've allowed it when they were little, and then they grew. And so then, and it's the same thing. If you've got a partner who's aggressive towards you, why are you still in that relationship? You shouldn't be there. You know, this is it. And you've trained your partner that's okay behavior towards you, and your partner has learned that can he behave that way around you.
It's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This segment is just summarize everything that I've said in this whole broadcast. If you have children, and if you have dogs, and if you have horses, then those children, dogs, and horses, and their behavior is a reflection of how you have trained them to be. If you have a significant other, a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, partner, whatever you want to call them, how they treat you is really a reflection of how you see yourself. And if you're not happy with how your children, your dogs, or your horses, or your spouses, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, de facto, whatever you want to call it, if you're not happy with their behavior towards you, then you need to see that as being a reflection of yourself and you need to make moves to change it. Horses, you can generally change their behavior quite easily once you know what to do. But it's going to need the self-work to be able to make those changes that you need to make, okay? You can make the changes. You can say, if you have a spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend or partner, business partner, whatever, friend, whatever. If they are treating you wrong, and you need to realize that you're probably not going to fix them, but that the reason why they have felt the liberty to behave badly towards you has been a reflection of your opinion of yourself, and you need to correct, you need to first of all do something to either remove yourself from that person, or you need to, tell them to leave, whatever it takes to remove them from your life. Okay, so either you need to leave or they need to leave. Now, children, you can train and you should train. If your children are behaving badly towards you, then you need to correct them. You need to start disciplining your children because their behavior is a reflection of what you've allowed, and it is a reflection of how you see yourself. So you need to begin doing some work on yourself through, I would primarily recommend Dr. Norman Shealy's autogenic training and also Wim Hof's autogenic training methods of breath control. And I would also recommend Dr. Jordan Peterson's many courses and self-help systems that he has, that he has written over the years. And I'm sure that if you go to any of their websites, this is not an advertisement. This is not an advertisement for any of these people. I'm not getting paid to tell you about these people. I'm telling you about these people because I have been helped personally by these people. Okay? I didn't have such extreme circumstances, but I was helped to fix some things in my life through these people's work. And if you need help in training your dogs, then I would recommend getting in touch or getting courses or books or whatever from Cesar Millan. He is the best in the dog training area. And I would also recommend just learning about canine behavior. There's books that have been written, academic books that have been written on canine behavior. And once you realize how dogs interact with each other and what they do, what the alpha does, what the pack structure is, and what the alpha does to keep his pack in line and functioning, then you'll realize, oh my gosh, I'm meant to be the leader. And then you'll start to be the leader in your own life. And you'll find that it won't just be your dogs and your horses and your children and your significant others and partners and spouses and boyfriends and girlfriends and all the rest of it that give you less problems. You'll have more peace and more confidence in yourself. Well, this is the end of the broadcast. Well, God bless you all. And I'll actually see you tomorrow. I'll be on air with Kathy from Ohio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.